Blog Talk Radio.
Here we go, bend down the hatches. We are in Seattle for this one. This is the one that gets going each and every Wednesday. So blessed to produce it. It is the True North Podcast, hosted by a brother, a mentor, and a friend in Billy North. Yours truly, Mark Mancini, producing, playing a little co-host in L.A., 347-205-9631. 30 minutes goes by quick. If you happen to miss it, tell your friends. Catch it on blogtalkradio.com/Mancini Sports. Podcast platforms, wherever you subscribe to podcasts, powered now by Mancini Media. So without further ado, as I lay that red carpet down, put the podium in its place, hand off the mic, Billy the Threes, how are you? How can people get a hold of you? And boy, for part three of the interviews, man, this is great. We got the Hall of Famer Darrell Evans back in here.
Yes, I never left. Yeah, I've been waiting to get back on. You guys just never let me come on anymore.
Mark, I'm doing good. You can get in touch with me at BillNorte15@gmail.com. BillNorte15@gmail.com. And here we are again with my friend. And Darrell, are you older than me?
I don't think, well, I will be probably sometime. No, I don't know. I'm 76.
Oh, you're older than me.
Yeah, so I'm older. I was smart. I've always been wiser and smarter, but you'll catch up sometime. It'll be okay. Yeah, you know.
Let's hope we stay the same distance for some more years.
Oh, man, this has been a good ride. No, you know what, though? It's getting better. I mean, just you guys talking about the baseball races. I mean, it's, heck, we got a long time to go, and they're tightening up like they always do. And then, you got to look and see who's playing who. And who,
well,
one of the things we talked about, one of the things that's going to make it a little different this year is because everyone, when we played, we always played the last month against our own division.
Yeah.
So there was always the hope. It was always, you didn't have to kind of worry about what the other teams were doing. Because, they were playing, we got a chance to play them. And that's, I think, this year is going to be, maybe be a lot different because of that. Heck, man, you're playing good. Like, Seattle's playing good, and then the other two teams, other Rangers and Astros are playing somebody that's not playing good, and it's not fair. So,
well, here's the thing.
I guess we,
You bring up interesting points, Darrell.
One of the easiest schedules left.
We think so. Because
I don't care what you say, though. Bruce Bochy done a hell of a job.
Of course, man. He's good with. Well, hey, he's been pretty good.
Here's the thing, guys.
He's a hell of a man.
Yeah.
Billy and Darrell, bring up great points. But here's the thing, what a lot of the average fan doesn't really understand and look at. They look at, okay, and we talked about this in the pre-chat for a couple minutes to tease it, but they look at, in the National League, they look at the Braves, they look at the Dodgers. All of a sudden, everybody's talking about these two teams are going to challenge for a National League championship. One of these teams is going to represent the National League in the World Series because hindsight has it looking at, well, they're blowing the division out in double digits. Nobody can catch them in either division that they're running roughshod in. But what nobody fails to realize here is in 2019, it should have opened up a lot of eyes when the Washington Nationals were kind of left for dead there in May, resurrected themselves, started playing playoff baseball after that in June, July, August, September, railroaded all these other teams, and then won the World Series. But people fail to realize that. And then last year we saw that with the Mets, and the Dodgers, but, big perennial teams that, took their divisions, but, they came up a little short, the Mets did, when they blew that lead. And the Padres ended up taking those two teams out. So the question comes to you guys is there complacency with the Braves and the Dodgers now that they have a big lead? But here, rest assured, that these teams that are playing playoff ball now, guys, they realize they take these guys out, that lead doesn't dwindle down to 17 or 16 games. That win means that we'll see in spring training, guys. We just took you out.
Now that we
Darryl,
decide,
do you
want to
start that first?
I want to put this in there, Mark.
Yeah.
Now that we've decided who's going to win, all we got to do is play the game.
You're absolutely right. But
that's a new concept, Billy. Nobody ever thought of that before.
Isn't that amazing?
You know, we could have the same conversation back in April, May, June. You know, it's like, okay, who's hot and where's we going to go? And actually in spring training, because we could have come out of spring training and gone, and well, who's going to beat, the Mets are going to beat Brea. They got a chance. And it's like, okay, well, maybe not. And then, and the Padres are going to win. And, because they won last year, but they weren't the best team last year. They just happened to beat the other two teams in a short series. And that's what baseball is all about. The cool thing about it is baseball is the one game where you play 6 months to determine who's going to have a chance to win a short series.
Right.
So we don't talk about the Red Sox right now, but they're probably playing as good as – they've been playing as good as anybody for quite a while now. And nobody talks about them. And, but I think if we go back to what we were talking about maybe before, is that remember – as soon as the season's over with and whoever's in the wild card, and all of a sudden you got up your game. You're not playing. You're not getting to go in and playing somebody that pretty much isn't capable of beating you.
Everybody's good.
And the pitching, you got three pitchers you're going to face that are the best pitchers, on that team in particular, and one of that team's, so – it's all about who you're going to face pitching-wise and how they, if you're hot hitting, you're going to beat them. But the pitching is going to be better and better, and they give them so much time in between so they don't run out the bullpen. Everybody's strong. Everybody always has all their bullets loaded. So there's no way of predicting. And the great thing about baseball, the best team is only playing 600 baseball. You only win 6 out of 10 games. I don't care how good you are. In a short series, that's why the other team's got a chance no matter what.
It's about who's hot and who's not.
Sure. Yeah.
Okay. Now, you can have a 17-game lead or a big old lead.
That's not always
the best thing to have because you lost your edge. And the whole thing about in the playoffs, it steps up. And it's not something that you can turn on and off. You want to be – and that's what I'm saying about Seattle. They're winning a lot of games, but I know being around baseball, you're going to have another run
of
losing games.
Yeah, man, you're going to wear – I could say a perfect example. In 1987, when I was in Detroit in 84, we ran away with it, and we hadn't all kind of been there before, So everybody thought we had such a great year and everything, but we looked up and, just about first of September, and Toronto's only 5 games behind us. They got the second best record in baseball. So it kept us like the jockey hitting the whip. It kept us every night. We didn't have we couldn't be complaining. But then in 1987, We came, with the last 2 weeks, we played Toronto 7 out of the last 10 games. And after beating them, beat each other up, and we ended up being in the playoffs because there wasn't no, and they were in it because there was no wild card. But we were exhausted. Like Billy said, hey, man, we were running on fumes. And, of course, because the games were like playoff games, you don't notice that and everything. But then just that little break to play, get in the playoffs, was like, oh, shoot, man. We got to play that way again all the time because we were getting the breaks. Baseball, man, Hey, it's all about getting that one break that you take advantage of, or you get somebody like Reggie, like you guys had Reggie hot. I mean, holy shit. You know, I mean, that happens. I mean, well, look at Beltran and so many guys that get hot and not even just the big names.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So
it's yourself for Houston. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, how about him? I mean, we don't even, what's his name? I don't even remember his name now or whatever. But, yeah, so he was the eighth best player in that lineup.
Yeah.
We're in a great lineup. So that's the fun. That's the unknown is what keeps you going. Because we know if you go that ballpark, man, and all of a sudden you go, oh, man, that guy, one of your guys sprained his ankle or shoot, man, something happened here, or, you know, all of a sudden Verlander or Scherzer gives him a 3-run homer in the first inning and you're gone. And it didn't happen all year. Stuff like that, you know.
And you know what's great about that, Daryl, or Bill Goat?
Well, I always knew that the playoffs were actually more intense than the World Series.
Yeah, exactly.
Because
I agree.
In fact, you're playing against somebody you've been playing against all year. Okay? And they know you. But one of the things is we used to get a hotel room and bring in all the scouting reports and all the things, and we would be in there by ourselves and determine how we were going to play people. And when we came out, it'd be 5-6 hours we'd be in there. And when we came out, we knew how we were going to pitch everybody and where to play and all this. We knew everything we were going to do. When I was with the Dodgers, we didn't get the scouting report on the Yankees until we were on the plane to New York. And come on, man. That's why the A's won. We studied it. And that kind of thing, it was amazing to me how intense playing Baltimore was. Okay? And then you get to the World Series. Come on, man. Them Dodgers came in there, and we spanked their butts and sent them out of there in 5 games. And they left town talking about the best team lost.
Yeah.
Well, here's the thing.
But that's the excitement. Well, what other – and, you know, that's the uniqueness of baseball. No other sport is like that. There's no upsets in the NBA in the first round. Right? There's no upsets in NHL in the first round.
You haven't seen that in a long time.
In the NFL, there's no upset in the first couple of rounds. I mean, you know, maybe once in a lifetime, but because they only play one game. So we play all the series of games, and everything changes, like Billy said. But, you know, you got the scouting report, and you do this, and all of a sudden – that shortstop for Houston, instead of hits the ball, hitter's a gap guy and everything, all of a sudden he's hitting it in the stands, and you're going, oh, you know what? What's wrong with our pitching? You dumbasses, you're hanging pitches to the wrong guy. And it's like, so all those things are so unpredictable. And like Billy was saying, the intensity is you haven't gotten to the World Series. So the playoffs are much more intense. I was only in one World Series, but I was in three playoffs. So it was like, yeah, because you played all this time, but you're still not where you can relax and play seven games and the best team probably wins. You're still on that mode of going, oh my God, oh shoot, man. You know, this guy's hot. And this guy's hot, and okay, well, hey, pitch around, and what the hell's wrong with you guys? So stuff like that, and that's the beauty of it. We try to portray that to the fans, but unless you're there, of course you can't realize the intensity of what's put in those games by the players.
Yeah.
So
and
let me ask you guys.
There's no defense for the surprise attack.
Yeah.
Right. So let me ask you, with the experience you guys have it's through the charts if we combined it. But when you look at the experience, what separates a World Series champ that gets there and wins this thing like the A's, like you did, Daryl, with Detroit, compared to these teams that keep winning division titles but then don't do anything and get knocked out in the playoffs? What is the difference here? Because if I'll throw a case in point here, and I don't want to degrade it, but it's impressive with the way the Dodgers have won the division title out here, but they haven't really won a World Series in the 100, playing a full season, not the 2020 season, the full season in almost four decades. So if you're winning division titles, it should be preparing you to take it to the next level, to get the playoffs, to get to the World Series. And every year they keep coming up short of taking this and stringing together three, four, five World Series in a row here. We saw how Houston's kind of done it. We saw that in the days with the A's, the Reds. What is the thing? Is it just it's just a different mindset, or taking it from the regular season to the playoffs? What is it?
It's none of those things. It's what it is that baseball is a game that you go out on the field day by day, and I don't care if you're playing the worst team in the league, you can lose to them. And all the numbers of the season are thrown out when that first playoff game starts. And those guys wouldn't be in the playoffs unless they were good. Now, let's see how good you are. Okay. Baseball playoffs and World Series, that's the – you never know. You got nine guys going up there, or eight now. Well, nine now. But it's the kind of thing, one guy came in, Julio Rodriguez, was 13 for 16.
Yeah.
And that's one of them times that you go to the plate and you look out there and you see five guys out there. There ain't no place that you can't hit the ball and get a hit. But somebody's going to that plate and look out there, and there's 20 of them out there, and there ain't no place you can hit the ball that you can get a hit. The game is on a day-by-day game, and when you get to October, hey, man, only the strong survive.
Well, and I think, too, even though, like, the Dodgers, okay, we say that, but remember the Braves? I mean, in the 90s, they won. They only won one World Series. They went to, 14, 15 straight playoffs and won one World Series?
Yeah. World Series.
So, and they were playing different teams. At least they were playing every year. But they weren't playing different teams. They were playing the second-best team in baseball or in their division. So the margin for error was where you can, if you're playing a team that's, not having a good year, playing under 500, yeah, you're expected, you're going to win, 7 out of 10. But they could also win those three games that they beat, 3 out of 10, could be today, tomorrow, and the next day, because they're that good. Remember, the difference between, in baseball particular, is you're up. As soon as you get in the playoffs, you're playing one of the best teams.
Right.
You're there, and they're playing good.
Well,
so
they
not
be there.
Right. So and they're confident, and they're so the team that isn't so good, or maybe supposed to not lose or beat that team, beat the Dodgers or beat the A or whatever, supposedly they're better than people think. Because people judge them by, the Braves are so far out front, they must have the best team by far in baseball, when in reality, again, the best team only wins 60% of the time. The worst team only wins 40% of the time. So every 10 games in that scenario, the team that wins 6 games out of 10 is only one game better than the team that wins 4 out of 10.
Good point.
So it's not that big of a separation. And plus, the teams that get there all the time, they start figuring out, you know. It's like, okay, you know, we play these games a little different. I said, when you first get into playoffs and you haven't been there, you have no idea what's going on. I mean, you're playing because, like I said, you might with that series we had with Toronto, you know. I mean, we played them the last 7 out of 10 games, 7 1-run games, 4 extra inning games, and we ended up winning the last game on Sunday to get us in to the playoffs. And at the same time, were they a better team than us? I don't know. They were certainly probably just as good, but we weren't even in the playoffs yet. So we had to eliminate them. Then we had to regroup at a team that's playing really good because they're in the playoffs, may not have as good a record as us, but, man, they're rested. Their pitching's lined up, you know, all those kind of things. And then somebody puts that Superman cape on, and you don't know, and you look over there and you go, which guy is it? You know? And all of a sudden you lost that first game. And remember, their ace is facing your ace. And all of a sudden, the ace that, you know, lost 4 games all year, you know, 22-4, whatever.
Yeah.
He lost.
Yeah. That puts you in a bad position. If you ask me to predict any sport, I go with the team that's been there before.
Sure. Yeah. Experience. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, then you got the ones that are playing on house money, like Daryl said.
We don't know who's hurt either. Remember, we don't know who's really hurt. I mean, you know, if you're not, you know, we got the disabled list. Okay, that guy can't play. But you've just played for 6 months with 7.5 months down spring training, and everybody's hurt. Everybody's something wrong with them. Everybody's coming off of something, or they just, well, even if, you know, hey, yesterday I just got hit by a pitch or a wild throw and nobody knows. And then, you know, you wake up and your leg's sore, or your wrist or your hand, you're not telling anybody. You're going out to the game. And then when it's over with, you're going, you know, we didn't play because we didn't play as good, maybe because we didn't have all our bullets.
Right.
And, you know, that kind of thing.
I'll tell you this much. One of the true determinants of baseball and winning is who gets hurt and when. Okay? Who gets hurt and when, because everybody's going to get hurt. There's going to be pain. And that it's when you get hurt. Now, Verlander goes down or what's his name? The guy that hit the home run straight away center field against Seattle, Yuri Gurriel.
Oh, Gurriel.
Hey, man. You know, if he goes down, you got a hole in that lineup, boy. Altuve, you got a hole in that lineup. That's why you see in basketball and football how they manage players during the season, because they want them to be well, and you want a full team going into the playoffs. But they can sit them down. Baseball, you can't do that. You know, you got to put your guys out there. You can give them a day off every now and then. But hey, man, back in our day, Daryl, you didn't want to come out of the lineup.
Hell no. I yelled at all those Hall of Fame managers like Frank and Sparky and stuff, and went, "The hell are you doing?
Yeah,
I don't need a day off."
Come on, man. And the thing is that, you know, back then they had this thing called playing hurt. Okay.
Yeah.
And you know, hey man, I might not feel good, or I might be hurt. Strap it up. Put my ass out there.
Well, and you know what that comes to too, Billy, is it's the perception the other team has. So they don't know if you're hurt. I mean, if you're really hurt. But see, somebody like you with it, you know, you used your legs and your speed, and that was one of your big, okay. So, but if a power hair was hurt, they didn't know. I mean, but if you were hurt and it was like, and then you were limping around and you weren't a weapon as much as you, you know, wasn't your fault, but you weren't a weapon. So all of a sudden that filters down to everybody on the team. And that filters down to the other side going, oh, okay, all right, well, all those little things. Yeah.
Wow.
Scouting you as you're going now, not as you were doing then or as you're going to finish up. She said, this guy right here, you can get him out with this. And this pitcher right here is, he's not throwing as hard. And, you know, but the good ones, the good pitchers, whether they were hurt or not, they blew you away before. You still sitting looking for that fastball, and now they're trying to trick
you.
They trick you a little bit. And that,
hey, we're down to 4 minutes. About less than 4 minutes. Did any of you guys face the Ron? I'm sure you did. Ron Guidry or the J.R. Richards?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh! I mean, and I'm thinking to myself. Because I remember Louisiana Lightning 25-3 in that year of 78, I believe it was, with the Yankees and then JR. And yeah. I mean, how the bat speed of you guys standing up to some of these guys, oh my gosh. I mean,
let me give you a little example here, when Houston's, who didn't win, the Astros, right? They had won forever.
Yeah.
When we were playing against them, their starting rotation was J.R. Richards, Don Sutton, Nolan Ryan, and Joe Niekro. So, and they couldn't win.
Come on, man.
There wasn't no fun going into Houston. Plus, it was a big ballpark, and he couldn't see good. And they were all conveniently wild, too. You know, when you stand there J.R. is out on the
career, in my whole career, from the beginning to the end, wherever Nolan Ryan went, I faced him. And you know them 5,000 strikeouts?
Yeah.
A whole bunch of them. I'm up in there pretty good.
Everybody that ever faced him is, of course. Otherwise, you wouldn't have 5,000.
Oh, and he had some Beetle down there, too. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Then he comes in, and you're going, what the? Yeah. So
that's unbelievable. God, we're down to 2 minutes, man. There's so much to talk about.
Daniel the other day.
Andujar. Wow, Andujar. That's right.
And
Scipio Spinks and Don Wilson and Larry Durker before that. Those guys. And, you know, they talk about how hard guys throw now. Well, we didn't have guns. We don't care. We didn't care. But it was like, they threw pretty hard.
Well, I'll tell you,
Nolan Ryan threw 103, 104 all day long.
I still think Bert Blyleven, and to this day,
that's
the best curveball I've seen in baseball.
Captain Hook.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That wasn't fair. We're almost done. I can't believe it again. I just love with Daryl on here. We've had Lee Lacy. We're going to get Daryl in here again, man. But, Billy, we're out again, man. It's that fast.
I know.
Okay. So are we going to get the Mariners? How close are the Mariners going to – are they going to make the playoffs?
In one of those spots.
Lost today because of the fact they were ahead 4-3, and their closer came in and gave up the tying run. And then a ball was hit to J.P. Crawford. And he threw and the guy was on second. He went to third, and he threw the ball away, and the guy went in the home plate standing up.
Yeah. Wow.
That's the kind of stuff that you don't want to do in the playoffs? Are you going to be
exactly.
going to be a highlight?
Darryl, well, we got to get you back in here again, man. I love you dearly. Billy, as we wrap this up, how can we get a hold of you till we reconvene next week, man? This is fun, man.
Yeah, I love you. Darryl,
let me ask you. I'm going to tell you one prediction I'm going to make is that the Dodgers are going to choke again because we hate the Dodgers. And you know, kind of like you, I forgot you guys were in Seattle, so we really don't care about the Mariners anyway. You do, but most people don't. But the Dodgers in particular, I hope they don't win again for another 40 years. So.
You weren't a Dodger.
Shut up.
They didn't have no guts.
Hey, we're out of time. Billy, wrap it up. Oh, my gosh, I love Darryl.
For listening.
All right, guys.
And what a great, great day. And I appreciate you, Darryl. I love you a lot.
Yeah, man. All right, love you too, buddy. It's great to talk.
We're going to get him back in here across the boards, man. I love, you know, Darryl's great. And Billy, next week, we'll roll a dice and another one. Should be a nice subject to talk about and stuff. Till then, guys, have a blessed one. Thanks for tuning in, all these lovely listeners. Catch it on blogtalkradio.com/Mancini Sports. Have a safe one, and thanks for tuning in.
All right.